Good day. My name is Tobin, and I am a grad student studying counseling psychology. I enjoy topics surrounding modern culture within a psychological framework.
And I'm Raphael. I am so excited to be here and be doing this. I'm a pastor, I'm a father, and I enjoy reading about anything and everything that Twitter or Facebook or news websites throw my way.
We both met through our attendance at the same church, and in the past few years, we have enjoyed quite a few discussions and even arguments about wide-ranging topics, bringing our own unique perspectives to them. Recently, we realized that it would be nice to invite a larger community into this. And so this podcast is what we came up with.
That's right.
Both of us engage in our faith within an Anabaptist perspective. So Raphael, maybe you could tell us a bit about what we mean when we say Anabaptist.
Yeah, Anabaptism means so many things to so many people. I think in our worldview today, Anabaptism is often associated with being Mennonite or Mennonite Brethren or anything that has to do with the name Mennonite. And we see Anabaptism as just much more than that. It's a way of engaging our faith and engaging this world with our faith. So three things that we kind of thought are the center of what we see Anabaptism being. And the first of that would be that we are committed to reading the Bible in a way that Jesus is placed right into the middle of it as the center, as what the Bible looks forward to and looks backward on to. It's the fullest revelation of who God is. And so if we want to understand God, we have to look towards Jesus. That to us is what it means to have an Anabaptist worldview. The second thing is that we're committed to reading the Bible together as a community. So we have a strong belief that God moves through the Holy Spirit when we read the Bible together, when we have conversations about our faith. And it's not just about the individual reading, it's not just about the experts and the pastors, rather it's about having conversations together. And the Holy Spirit can do unique things through that. The third thing is a commitment to peace. To peace as an answer to violence and conflict, to engaging the violence of conflict in our world in a different way. And so we are very committed to that, and that comes into a wide-ranging conversation again whenever we talk about things that are going on in this world. But we're also called modern Anabaptists, and I think Tobin will say a little bit more about what it means to be modern Anabaptist.
For sure. Well, when we think about Anabaptism, we don't often think about how we can apply it. And that's exactly where the modern component come in. How do we take these ideas of Anabaptism and apply them to a modern day context? And through our conversations, we will learn how to explore this application through current and relevant topics that can help us understand our Anabaptist Christian faith.
And yeah, we are committed to do all of this in a conversational format. We will have guests and we will have tons of conversations, but even when we have guests, we want to share stories and exchange opinions, not so much look towards having experts tell us what we should be thinking. We're not experts, we're not going to tell you that we're experts, we're never going to claim to be, but we do have our own interests and we do have our own fields of work, and so we just want to bring these fields of work. We want to bring pastoral ministry and psychotherapy and conversations with Anabaptism and with our culture, and just kind of put it all together and have really good conversations and invite you into the conversation as well. So Tobin, what is next?
To start off, we are excited about all of this. We are excited to have these conversations with you and between each other, and we are looking for a whole wide range of conversations that are going to come forward in the future. So our first episode will be out fairly soon, and you can find it wherever you regularly find your podcasts. But in the meantime,
right,
why don't you subscribe so you don't miss any of our future episodes? And if you have any topic you'd like us to talk about, why not email us at all one word, conversationsthatshapeus@gmail.com. Conversationsthatshapeus@gmail.com.